This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want to rip him or anyone wants to rip him for his shooting, you should. I mean, he's 2 for his last 14 from 3. He was awful last night, and a lot of his misses were way off. Like, sometimes you miss and you feel close. But OG Anunoby, and this is the beauty of him, is a two-way player. And so he can have a bad offensive night, which he had, and, oh, by the way, still be a plus 15 because he's defending at a high level. So, A, no one's afraid to rip OG Anunoby. I think Knicks fans rip whoever the hell they want to rip after a game, good or bad. Obviously, the stars are always going to take more heat. Like, Kat's always going to take more heat. Even Jalen Brunson is always going to take more heat. So I don't think it's in terms of not wanting to rip somebody. I think it's just always the better players take more heat. But in terms of last night's game, just last night, I'm not talking about game four, game three. Last night, he shot the basketball terribly, and he defended incredibly well. And if you hold the Pacers to the amount of points they scored last night, you're going to win. So if you're going to get that kind of defense from OG, maybe I don't want him shooting 14 times, I think I'll be okay.
Right. It hurts you because some of these games are not going to be as blowout worthy as this one was, but you'd love to see OG as a two-way player that he thought he was when he was here, even if he's just making two or three three-pointers a night. That suffices. But you can't take that many shots. But if he's playing defense, which is what his real benefit is on this particular team, because they have Kat and they have Jalen Brunson who are doing a lot of the scoring for him, you take it. You get through this series and then figure out what's wrong with him.
Let's go to Doug in New Rochelle. Good afternoon, Doug.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You guys had a great conversation about the New York history.
Oh, the free agents, the without expectations. Your phone broke up a little bit there. Yeah, but go ahead.
So I have a top four. My buddy gave me a fifth, but granted, there wasn't free agency there. Then Babe Ruth.
That doesn't count.
It was bought because the Red Sox owner was, trying to fund a Broadway show.
Fine. Okay, Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, Mark Messier, Alan Brunson, and maybe Dave DeBuscher because he gave us two championships.
Here's the problem with all those guys. All those guys came over with great expectations.
Trades, too. Messier was traded to the Rangers.
Right.
So Alan Brunson doesn't exist.
Oh, is that what he said? Alan Brunson?
Yes.
Yeah. He meant Jalen.
Maybe that's Jalen's cousin. No, you don't know.
Or Alan Houston.
Yeah. Or Alan Houston, yes, who was a free agent signing. There have been a lot of really good free agent signings in this town. We went through a few of them before. You could rewind on the Odyssey app to about 245.
Right.
What's unique about Jalen is that he came here, and here's evidence of how he came here. So I came up with an idea 2 weeks ago. It was a fun idea, and that was we were going to go through the archives of WFAN and listen to what all of us said about the Jalen Brunson signing and then kind of rank, like, who is the most accurate in terms of what Jalen would be? And what's so amazing about the Jalen Brunson signing is it was not a big story because there was another NBA story that was going on that was much bigger. And you know what that was?
What?
It was my team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Durant demanded a trade.
Nah, that's right.
And so we were all consumed with that, and the Jalen Brunson signing was an afterthought. It was like, oh, yeah, the Knicks added Jalen Brunson, which to me, while not good for the segment idea because we don't have all these great audio clips of people talking about it, is kind of proof of what this signing was. He came in with a whisper.
Yeah.
He came in with a bare mention.
Right. And so we're talking about the hype because when you get a free agent, that free agent, while you're wooing them, also has to choose you.
Right.
And so low expectation free agent who turns out to be great. There's just not a lot of them.
Yeah. And it's so typical of the Brunson signing that around the signing of Jalen, the Nick discussion was more about Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Because that was the same summer where it looked like the Jazz were going to trade him. They did. They eventually traded him to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so the Jalen signing was more in conjunction with, are we going to trade for Donovan Mitchell? Are we going to go get Donovan Mitchell? So it's actually evidence that the Brunson signing came with such little hype. It was barely talked about around here. And when the Knicks were talked about, it was more about, oh, yeah, we're going to get that other guy.
Right.
And then it was making fun of the Nets because Kevin Durant demanded a trade. That was the NBA discussion around.
You're not going to give me the out, but doesn't that almost afford me the out of my tweet?
You always had an out with your tweet. I always said that to you. You just didn't listen to that part. You always took the mocking and only paid attention to that.
Oh, you mean the t-shirt you made and constantly retweeting it and pointing it out to people to try to turn them on me? That part?
Yes.
Okay.
I always acknowledged that, and I said, I give you credit that you even talked about the signing of Brunson because no one else did.
Right.
I can't find a tweet from BT talking about Jalen Brunson upon the signing. I couldn't find one from anybody.
You can't find anything on the radio either. Everything I said there, okay, maybe I added a little bit extra, you know, chicken in the gumbo, whatever the phrase is, but everything I said was accurate.
I think everything you said. Can you reread the tweet for me? Again, the old Jalen Brunson tweet so we could analyze these words again.
Jalen Brunson is a very good player, not a great player. This would be typical Knicks never ends.
Yeah, typical Knicks never ends
because,
was always the problem.
Okay, so
First part of your tweet was always accurate. He's a good player, not a great player. We all agreed with that.
Yep.
I think the typical Knicks never ends part rubbed a lot of people and myself the wrong way because that signing was never a bad signing. It was a low risk.
Okay.
He's not making a lot of money. Smart, strategic signing. And the never-ends typical Knicks part is where you run into trouble.
And I think this is where people do run into trouble, and if there was audio, it would be better, is my thought process was I wanted the superstar. I wanted Donovan Mitchell. I've wanted stars like we all did as Knicks fans. At the time, Brunson wasn't a star. Doesn't mean that he wasn't a good player. Nobody, literally, we didn't talk about it, viewed him as the savior. He is.
Yeah.
But nobody thought
nobody
that at the time.
Got it right.
So it felt like typical Knicks, it never ends.
No, that part's where you lose
come
me.
Come on.
That's where you lose
no,
me.
No, because he's been great, so now it looks bad. That's it.
Well,
but at the time, that tweet, I mean, nobody, Freezing Cold Takes didn't, I mean, nobody mentioned it. I got 14 likes. Sean likes to
that's because you weren't positive Tommy yet.
Well,
you were just some random board op at WFAN tweeting.
Okay.
You were nobody.
I wasn't, okay. Some people still think I am, but
no. Pre-generational talent, Tommy.
Yeah. Now he eats cotton candy, gets 1,000 likes.
Yeah. How was it at home, by the way, last night?
I'm glad you brought
not
that up.
Not being in the building.
Many people brought that up to me, Tiki.
Yes,
and they don't want me Monday night at the Garden, which we could obviously address later in the show. I had a great time, full belly. You know, I had the cupcake and the cotton candy the other night. I was chillaxing. Even my wife, who's a little bit of a dingbat, we won't say that, but she has no idea what's going on. She even knew there was a game, and she allowed me the freedom to watch the game. It was a great experience. Had a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, you're banned from Madison Square Garden.
Well, hold on a second.
Now you are because
barred from it, not banned.
Well, now you're banned. I spoke to Dolan.
Oh, God.
Dolan,
really?
Dolan had a security guard over my shoulder last night. Very odd.
Dolan went that deep just because of the Tommy curse?
I don't know if it was Tommy related, but there was a security guard that was around, and I may have said, "Hey, can Tommy come back?" And they said no. So you're not allowed back. Not allowed back. Look, the Knicks won without you.
What about the finals? What if they make it to the finals?
We'll figure that out. That's possible.
Have another discussion?
That's possible. Yeah, there'll be another discussion. That's certainly on the table.
You know what, Evan? You're selling your tickets anyway.
Who said I'm selling my tickets?
I don't know. I heard something earlier this morning, maybe, but I thought you were selling them based on...
From who?
Well, peer pressure. I mean, if you...
No. I decide what I do with my tickets.
Really?
I have not decided to sell my tickets.
Oh, really?
For Game 7, you mean?
For Game 7, no.
No, you got to go.
Thank you.
You absolutely have to go.
Yeah. I have to admit, there was something Boomer Esiason said this morning that is causing my wife to think that maybe I should sell my Game 7 tickets. He may have said one line, just one line, and we'll get to it a little bit later on, that may convince Mrs. Roberts to say, you're not going to get
Boomer Esiason!
What is going on this show? You know, 3 minutes ago, you got Tommy going, my wife allowed me the freedom to watch the game last night.
Okay, freedom might have been a strong word.
And now Evan's giving us Boomer said something that's got my wife's attention? Jeez, can you two put your foot down?
Yeah,
what's
just
going
give
on?
The tickets to me. I'll go.
Well, first of all, Sean, marriage is a partnership, okay?
Yes.
Don't I know it.
And,
and the golden rule of that partnership is pick the fights you can win.
Absolutely. So if I want to go to a Saturday afternoon Mets-Rockies game tomorrow, you got to pick the right battles.
Or maybe I'm alone here, but there are nights where I will eat dinner with my wife. We will watch, say, Top Chef or one of the great Bravo shows, maybe the one that Tiki was on, and I put the Met game, I'll admit, on my phone. It's a sacrifice. There's a million Met games, right, and I'm sacrificing that for my wife. Yeah. What she said was, I know there's a Knick playoff game. Don't even worry about me. We don't have to watch any TV.
No, very sweet.
So that was the point. Yeah, not the freedom.
Don't get confused between me and Tommy. There's an old term. I don't know if it's outdated anymore, so you may have to dump it because I'm not sure how words are used anymore.
Let's not get canceled, Evan.
There's a term called hempact. Have you ever heard that word?
Never.
Really?
Hempact?
Yeah. Hempact was a word from like the 50s.
Hen?
Hem.
Him.
H-E-M-P-E. I don't know. Google it.
Keep saying it so now you can get canceled.
But basically, it's a term where the wife runs the relationship. That basically the husband doesn't do anything and the woman runs all.
Yeah,
right?
There's a more modern term for it, which I definitely don't think we could say on the air. But.
Well, that's the term from the 50s. Hempact. Look it up, T. Go down a rabbit hole.
Looking at it.
What Tommy and I are describing is not of husbands that are hempact.
Continually we're criticized and given orders by one's wife.
Right.
No, definitely not.
What we're describing is what Tiki said. To win some battles, you have to lose other battles.
Or not fight other battles.
Or not fight other battles, or concede. Or basically say, you know what? You got me on this one.
Or just immediately sign a treaty. It's simple.
That's right. Or immediately give up and say, you got me, take over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.